Time for a puzzle quest. And Howard the Duck.
Oh, Ray,
All right, my level.
Ray better save that clip off. That needs to be the new bumper music. Time for a puzzle quest. And Howard the Duck. Ray, it's your turn.
For what?
To sing the new jingle.
No.
Oh.
That counts.
All right, I need that document. I need the Chrome. Okay.
How much are your slots now, Ian?
1,000.
Okay.
A very reasonable amount.
Wow. Flynn's arcade instantly in for the win.
Yeah, that was
what,
crazy.
What, he's back?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow! I haven't seen Flynn in like 100 years, except for that one. Didn't Heston Gixon share a picture of him dressed as Cyclops at some sort of cosplay situation?
That sounds familiar.
Man, what? How exciting is Flynn being back? Sorry, everybody else. I'm equally excited for you, except for you, Teeth. You and your cheating Astros. Boo!
What I want to know if because I was looking, the Tron, you know, 1-Up arcade cabinet was on sale at Best Buy. Tell me, Flynn, tell me you bought one. Because I was real tempted
to
buy
one.
How much
was it at Best Buy? Yeah, how did you not buy one?
It was like $200 off normal price, but it was still like $400.
Right?
But it got you both Tron and Tron Diddly Discs in one cabinet. And I was like, oh, I really want that.
Yes? And you called me and we went halvesies on it?
No, I did not call you to go halvesies on it, no.
Jeez, Craig. Why wouldn't you do that? Do you know how much better our lives would have been?
There you go.
1%.
Samurai's got the link there for you. Better. Is it still on sale? Nope, it's back up to $6.99. It was like $3.99 or $4.99. So, but look how nice it looks. It does not come with that sweet stool though. Like if it came with that stool, that would really be
wondering.
Something. I would have totally bought it if it came with the stool.
Man, I didn't even know Best Buy still existed. That's fantastic. So it had the original game and Deadly Discs.
Yeah.
Ah.
Like I said, if it came with that stool, that really would have been the kicker.
Oh.
Because that stool is sweet.
It is sweet, but how is that the kicker?
Because then I can sit on it to play Tron.
You could have gotten a stool separately. Christmas is on the way. I'll get you a stool for Christmas.
Your stool. All right, he's putting it on his Christmas wish list. All right.
All right.
Some of them come with the stool. Yeah, for what? $1,000? Yeah, I should have bought it when it was on sale. What are you going to do? We're going to start the show. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I remember the show from earlier.
You ready to roll?
Not really, but I'll wing it.
All right. Shipbelievers, welcome to the 358th Battalion installment of the Puzzle Warrior 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It was also known as the Tron 1-1, you know, Arcade 1-Up podcast.
Apparently.
Yeah. We should all be playing that.
Everything just kind of spiraled. I saw Flynn for the first time in a year and a half, at least. I can't tell time anymore. I'm just throwing big numbers out there.
Okay.
That Tron cabinet that you didn't buy.
Yeah.
I can't believe it had both games in it. Deadly Discs is much rarer than the Tron game.
There you go. He's telling you that the Simpsons one comes with the stool and it's only $3.99.
Oh!
That's four player
Simpsons
even.
Simpsons game is not as fun, though.
Not
I mean,
as
it's not,
fun,
it's
but
not it's... Tron, but it was still a good game.
Right.
It
I was
going to
say, if you know, that or the Ninja Turtles game, as far as four player games go... It's definitely a solid third.
Yeah, I mean, you can hit people over the head with a skateboard.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I'll give you third, maybe. Sure.
All right. This is the week of 10/26 to 11/2 in the 7-day, 4-star crash of the Mondays.
my liver.
Sorry. In my head, I just made myself laugh. You know what crashed on Monday? Proud Boys guy. Got canceled. Anyway, last week did everyone read Hulk versus Hulk last week? I've forgotten.
Yeah,
that was Monday.
I don't know. I did. It was
I'm
successful.
Sorry, it was Monday. Yeah.
Is that this week?
Yes.
Yeah, that's still going on, and it was
should have been a solid win there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. The only issue I have with Red Hulk is the fact that his green ability consumes all his green. I just I understand he's got that purple in there that generates green like crazy, and it just
gamma siphon.
At least he needs braces.
Exactly. But just, you know, if his green is 18 or more, but or more doesn't matter. There's no reason to fire it when you're over 18.
Yeah.
You're just squandering your hard-earned green at that point.
Yeah, but 18 usually finishes the match, so.
Often, yeah.
So, yeah, Samurai says you should have kept reading, Craig.
What? What am I doing?
Exclusive stool.
Oh, my God, I didn't read the small text.
It came with the stool.
Mother effer.
Oh, my goodness. So, now.
Wi-Fi enabled allowed me to play online multiplayer.
Wait, what?
So, Ian could have bought one, too. We could have played Discs of Tron against each other? Oh!
Well, there's no need. Now, it's clearly not the six-player version. But also with a custom stool, you can get the four-player arcade X-Men game.
Yeah, but then I don't get Dazzler.
Is that just she's the one that gets cut out of the four-player version?
I thought so.
Surely you can choose.
No, I thought the positions were hard set on the arcade version.
I don't know. I'm just keep talking about this show, and I'll see what I can uncover.
On the full game, they were definitely set in position.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is, you know, just a reskinned cabinet at home, and I...
Yeah, in the emulator, maybe you can pick, yeah.
Right, I'm looking top down, and it doesn't have any position, like, you know, it doesn't have Colossus on the far left and Dazzler on the far right,
right.
Or, you know, Storm and Nightcrawler and Wolverine in the middle. I just keep going.
Huh?
I'll keep you posted. But it's $250 off, and you get a custom X-Men stool with it.
Oh, man. Coming up Monday on Halloween, you got Cho. Going up against Beast and then some other random person. I'm sure you can chill your way to victory. He can punch hard.
I hope
hard.
So. You can green punch your way to victory, yeah. Can't you?
Chill punch is pretty hard.
Yeah.
Storyland, Unstable ISO 8, Thanos, Reptile, some arcade shards. Placement there is King of Wakanda and some Goathead shards. Your Puzzle Gauntlet is wrapping up if you Puzzle Gauntleted. And Infinite Pursuit is then next with Arcade, King of Wakanda, Goathead. Placement is the ever so, you know, desired North Star
nice.
With some Chasm shards. If you're
does
playing
that mean the North Star rework is coming?
He could use one.
Was that the puzzle gauntlet? Was that the one that gave me the those ladies that fly planes with Carol?
Oh, the cuckoos?
Maybe.
No. Not the Stepford Cuckoos. Captain Marvel has a handful of female pilots that
Carol Corps.
Ah.
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Ray.
Well, it's Sluggo, but you're welcome.
Oh, thanks, Sluggo. Sorry. I still have this other thing looked up. And on the screen, it heavily implies that I can choose one of the six players, depending on regardless of where I'm sitting.
Nice.
So Dazzler and Colossus are still available, along with the main four.
Dan, dan, dan. Dazzler! Because I would always stop the music right there. What are we talking about? Oh, anniversary season. There's only 3 days left if you have not finished the simulator. Right now it's the arcade one. It's called Slam Tilt. They get you Switch, Drax. Placement there is Echo and some Shang-Chi. In the news, hey, coming Monday, you're going to get a free Johnny Blaze cover.
I want a free Johnny Blaze cover. Is it Halloween?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's nice.
Yeah, that's great. I like Johnny Blaze.
Probably not for you, Ian, because that's, you know. Oh, you don't have to go click on a webpage, so you'll probably get this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got that free bizarre costume that we all just got. Did you get a free bizarre costume?
I did.
Yes.
It was the, yeah, I think, I think I got the Devil Dino one in a suit costume.
Oh, no, I got it. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a pop-up that said, click on this. It'll take you to Amazon and tell you to go buy Funko Pops, and you can have this free costume for Spider-Man that turns him into Hornet.
Yes. I think I did that.
Yes, you definitely did. Yes, you were referencing that mysterious here have a free
token
new
for
costume.
A thing, yeah.
Yes, did you got the Devil Dino in his evening jacket was he have a gun?
I don't know, but it was exciting. I was like, ooh, that's fun.
I love that costume. I got it when it was available originally. I ended up getting the Black Panther costume, but he's wearing some traditional Wakandan scarf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In your, we got a clue, Ian, he's sitting down.
Oh my goodness, I will be. All right, I'm back.
The next four star coming your way.
Yes.
The clue is more than human.
Mm.
So, but is he more human than human?
Right.
So do we got four, you know...
Wait. So the clue is more than human.
Yes. It's four-star Rob Zombie.
I could hope so. Well, that song was by White Zombie, so let's slow it down a little bit.
That's all the same.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like there are musicians not being represented in just Rob Zombie.
That's like saying the other people in Tool matter. Not really.
Oh, they super matter.
Eh, do they?
You can't identify any of them.
Do the other people in Nine Inch Nails matter? No.
Yes!
No, they don't.
Yes!
They certainly do. They went on to make some other fantastic bands.
Do the other people in Smashing Pumpkins matter? Not really.
Very much. Billy Corgan needs slapped in the mouth more than anything. He is not the cornerstone of that band. I mean, not everybody gets to be, you know, Adam Levine, but Maroon 5 still matters. I don't enjoy their music, but there are a lot of talented musicians that put in a lot of hard work.
Move like Jagger.
I blame you, Craig. You are what's wrong with this country.
Does the other one member of the White Stripes matter? How about that one?
Yeah, Meg was awesome. She was a really terrible drummer. And Jack did carry the weight of that band, but Meg seems nice. I mean, you just can't let the face of something be the most important thing of something. That's the mentality that lets you think that, you know, CEOs and owners deserve 99% of the profits and we deserve garbage. Go make some cars on your own, Musk. See how long you last.
Hey, man, he had a rough time of inheriting a lot of money from his parents and starting out rich. He's a self-made guy.
He is.
With emeralds in his pocket.
That's right.
Right. Not that that really turns it around. We were just discussing that yesterday. Kanye's a self-made guy. Look how he's turning out.
Yeah, did he, man. He's a something. That's... You know, I really feel better if he had been an athlete at some time so we could blame CTE. But, right. You know, I just... So unless he's been getting struck in the head a lot, you know, maybe the Kardashians kept beating him in the head with a mallet or something. I don't know, but... man,
Too many glasses of scissor.
Yeah,
with Lil Wayne.
The problem with Kanye is, you know, I don't listen to that kind of music, so I don't appreciate any of him in any way. But people who do tell me he's fantastic, musically. No.
He is a fantastic producer. He is an above-average musician, and he is a bad person, and a brilliant businessman. He can fleece people with the best of them.
Hmm. Well, I mean, he's been very successful at it.
Yeah.
He's worth a whole lot of dollars.
Not anymore.
Not nearly as much.
Now he's worth significantly less, but it's still a whole lot.
Well, I mean, he just bought that social media company. What are they called?
Parler?
Yeah, the Trump one. Yeah.
The one that Candace Owens convinced him to buy because her husband owned it and she was trying to unload it.
That worked.
Yeah, he owns that failing social media group.
Well, that's the only one he's not banned from, so he's got that going for him.
I'm just saying, $2 billion down to $400 million, that's a little step down.
That is a big step down. I mean, once he got cut by, Adidas, he's in trouble. What were we talking about?
Probably Marvel Puzzle
Quest. Oh, that was the news. The news was that clue. Spitballing.
Oh, more than human. Yeah. Who is it? What's the answer? All right, don't tell me. I know you guys both looked at the spoilers, so I'll just be surprised.
I don't know.
Next week.
I'm assuming somebody who's got, like, cybernetic implants or something. Forge. I'm going to go with Forge.
Sure. He seems nice.
Yeah.
Isn't he called like Man Thing? What, how about Man Thing? Is that a
Man Thing is a thing.
I didn't watch the
He's awesome.
I didn't watch the werewolf show. Was he was supposed to be in that, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
wait, what? What's what?
On Disney Plus, they did a one-off of Werewolf at Night.
That weird campy werewolf thing?
Yeah, I didn't watch that yet. I think Man Thing's in that.
Yeah,
I believe it. Oh, right, because Halloween's coming up, so it has to be a spooky character.
Yeah.
Mm.
Could be him.
I don't hate that at all.
All right. Anything else on news? I don't know.
No.
All right, moving on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the Anti-Venom Network.
All right. Anti-Venom is a four-star character. He appears to be black, purple, and red. He has aggressive antibodies, which cost 9 black AP. Anti-Venom heals their team for a burst of 102 health and creates 1 yellow web tile. Passive ability. Whenever they heal an ally, Anti-Venom deals damage to the target enemy equal to 40% of the amount healed. So at the max level, he is healing 990 burst of health, creating 3 yellow web tiles and dealing damage equal to 100% of the amount healed. Adaptive clothing, 6 purple AP. Create a 3-turn purple repeater tile that removes any surrounding enemy special tiles. If there are no enemy special tiles on the board, this tile destroys itself and deals 1389 damage. Otherwise, convert the tile to a web tile and create another purple repeater tile. So, it trims itself down to a 1-turn purple repeater tile that is dealing 5737 damage. Precision Purge, 7 red AP, destroys all yellow and purple web tiles, and give a chosen ally a burst of 667 health plus 333 health for each tile that was destroyed, and that becomes a burst of 3,442 health plus an additional 1713 health for each tile destroyed. All right, I mean, that's probably some aggressive healing with I'm sure he's a good support in a specific scenario that I can't envision off the top of my head. But he does appear to be 4-4-5? I don't know. The first two seem like they feed the last one, so I assume that's the big one. If you're using him, you're not using him for his damage dealing abilities. It's got to be for his healing, I would think. 5-3-5? I don't know. This dude's a mystery as a character to me. He's got some cool animations. But beyond that, I'm not super familiar. I don't expect either of you to be.
I have him at that 4-4-5.
Nice, good job, Craig. I don't know that I even have him. I might have him at a.
You got him at 201.
Oh yes. Ooh, Ray's gone in the opposite direction that I've suggested, which I don't hate either.
Yeah, 5-5-3. Turns out mine is the most used build.
Sure, I believe you.
I probably just looked up the most used build and set him that way, and
nice.
Left.
I could see that being like if you want to, you know, having that middle one at a 5 is important because it cuts it down to a 1-turn repeater tile. Having that top one to a 5 makes it 100% of the damage, you know, dealt equal to damage healed. And all that the third one, all that the red power does as it goes up is give you more additional health. So if you're not, yeah. All right. I can see that. Sorry, Craig. You had it for a second. Now it's gone.
Oh.
Well. There you go. That's what's always sunny in Xandar. The anti-venom.
Willie, what's in the mail?
Not a whole lot this week. However, I am going to start off with something from Jeff, specifically about the Discord, the Puzzle Warriors channel. So, he says that I know the PvE details sheet is something the people frequently refer new users to and has been a pretty valuable resource to the community. This is, again, the PvE details sheet, so it has all the details about upcoming PvEs. Donkey Teeth is finding some real-life demands consuming the majority of his bandwidth and is going to be looking for somebody to help maintaining the sheet and acting as a backstop so any new updates, including but not limited to new events, changes in point values, lists of rewards for current runs, and similar, all those things do not get dropped. Volunteers, please contact Donkey Teeth via DM. Thank you to all interested parties. So if you are interested in helping the community out, specifically this Discord community, contact Donkey Teeth. Let him know that you might have some time to drop that way.
Uh-oh, what am I helping Teeth with?
Not you.
Oh, good.
The PvE details sheet, if you want to keep it up to date. Okay, moving
on. I'll hold up the garbage can for Teeth, and Craig can bang on it with a stick, and we can steal other team signals.
There you go.
Is that what he needs help with?
Over on the D3 forums, Orgelmeister says, in one of your latest episodes, you quote-unquote complained about 5-star Iceman. I think the one with him being the required 5-star in the welcome for S.H.I.E.L.D. This is true. I did the complaining, but I'll explain why in a minute. He says, I think him greatly underrated. He has good utility and often is my go-to for the hard 5-star nodes. Now that he's boosted, he is really a beast. Pair him with Professor X and Doc Thor. What a highly educated team to pair him with. And you can take him down almost all of the hardest enemies with little effort. Stun, team damage, damage reduction. It does sound like a really good team. However, the reason I disparaged against Iceman was because he automatically uses blue. And I was I always tried to use, on the very hard nodes, I tried to use Yellow Jacket, who needs blue to turn invisible. And so it Iceman and Yellow Jacket, not good together. but other than that, yeah, Iceman's a solid character, solid support character, the damage reduction, the stunning. I got nothing against Iceman. Just don't use him without Yellow Jacket.
Right. It's just a bad pairing.
Yeah.
Not Iceman's fault.
Dances with Weevils over on the Reddit said, just a couple of platitudes. Did you try equipping Taskmaster Sword to Namor? And I think Arcade will go well with Okoye. He says, I was skeptical about Broken Circle giving out 5-star cover for raids, mostly because the previous developers were so reluctant to do that. I have enjoyed it, as I can hoard more, and when I do, when I go to try fully cover, it takes fewer tokens. Okay? I have also noticed that my alliance is making it rain as well, so I think the shift in policy might be good for the game? Seems likely. Our alliance still has not stopped with the command points.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been, it's been a seemingly endless stream. I can barely keep up. Like, I can't generate enough hero points for all the new covers that I'm getting. And I have just so many things dying on the vine.
Mm.
And so either I can find a way to convert CP into hero points, or I can start grinding harder. But yeah, there are a lot of, I mean, yeah, they're giving me 5-star covers that I just can't, you know, let go to waste. 4-star covers that I needed. Brand new 3-stars. It's a lot. It's a lot. You know, I think in a very good way, but I definitely really have to step up my game to keep pace with what I've been receiving.
Yeah, I have a ridiculous number of command points at this point because I haven't been spending them because I still have all those latest legends to go through.
Right.
I've been spending all of mine on that favorites vault.
Sure. That's a good vault, too. Dances with Weevils had one more thing. He said, I have been enjoying Marvel Snap. A match just takes a few minutes. There's no pay to win. And most importantly, when my opponent plays the same card as me, there's a Spider-Man pointing meme emote that may be my favorite thing in the game.
Nice.
Go
ahead, Ray.
I was just going to say, I have not tried it. I probably won't. Doesn't really seem like my thing. I may install
it. It's not. Craig will try it. And he will feel slightly disappointed. I played it this morning, and it's going to take some more play for me to figure out. There's got to be a nuanced level to the game that I'm not understanding.
Yeah, I did try it. I'm like, okay, so I plunk people down, and then...
Yeah,
damage,
and your math has to be higher than their math.
Yeah,
end of game.
Yeah, and there's no other... I'm like, well, yeah, there's got to be more to this than what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, that's all I did. I was like, okay, they have 5, I have 8. Yay, I win. I mean, they have each person, like, some of the people have an ability, but the ability is not, like, it's just straightforward. Like, when this character is revealed, give them +1 strength. Okay. There's something to this game that I'm not getting, but I will get there. I'll keep trying, or I'll give up and tell you next week that I got frustrated and quit. But so far, everything that Weevil said is correct. It's quick. It looks nice. It's easy to understand. It's marvelly. So, a lot of pluses.
It's wonderful. It's marvelly.
Last night, Hesjan Gixon did ask if we were going to be doing a Marvel Snap section of the podcast. I can't imagine, because I think so far only Ian has played it.
Yeah, I think it's just Teeth and I, and apparently Dances with Weevils.
I just said I played it once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but you're never going to play it again. You also played Pokemon Go once, and you're never going to play it again.
That's mostly true, yeah.
Now, if I have to join, do I have to join an alliance or something like that? That I haven't investigated yet. But, yeah, we'll keep you posted. Teeth and I will keep you posted to the best of our ability.
Okay.
Thank you, Dances with Weevils.
So that's it. That's what's in the mail, bud. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, then. I am Hans.
Oh, and I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. I didn't know where we were in the show. I barely knew what was going on. Let's see what these... hold on. All right, I'm back. Gray suit, Black Widow, boosted. Green AoE, more effective. Red, tile destruction, direct damage, also boosted. Colossus, his colossal punch is improved, as is, that's it. Those other two things are weird. One's a percentile, and one is the greatest ability ever in this game. Daredevil, he's got an ability where he kicks you in the head that probably does more damage. I don't know what his other two do damage-wise, but there shouldn't be any change if his purple never does damage. She-Hulk. Uh-oh, I think she's been recently reworked, and I don't remember why. I'll assume her red still does AoE, and that'll be increased. And Judgment probably does something with strike tiles or special tiles and buffing them and shrinking them and swapping them, and that'll probably be increased as well. Squirrel Girl. More squirrel damage, more nuts damage, bigger shields. All right, Main Event Hulk is boosted this week. His Gamma Power Bomb, crazy amounts of damage. Those countdowns occasionally deal damage with when the crowd goes wild. They'll deal a little bit more. Lockjaw, the blue, the you know, obviously the special tile and the damage dealing blues will be affected. The others will not. Yellow, more damage, and green, also more damage based on charge tiles. Moon Knight, croissants doing more. His fists are doing more damage. And then his purple either does better attack tiles, better strike tiles, or more damage. Talos, the Talosian. None of his skills are affected by boosts. There is some snark in there, but I'll give Talos a break since we all know that he definitely was last in line for effective character builds. Vulture. Much better. More hybrid tech slicing damage and more green AoE. Let's see what else is going. 5 stars. Hooray. Odin. He's boosted this week. Let's see. A little more spear damage and a little more burst healing damage and strike tiles are going to be increased. Onslaught. He's boosted this week. Let's see. Larger attack tiles, more damage per attack tile, and more damage per tile when you know what his name is. Star-Lord. I remember him. He's in some things. He's got a Christmas special coming up. Something good, more healing. Something bad, no changes. Bit of both, more damage when that spaceship flies on the board. Samurai Deacon is boosted. He does more damage and bigger strike tiles with his Yato. His black gives him more damage and, again, more healing or more damage with his Lethal Fury, Unkillable Ronin. Let's see what advice Samurai offers for these people. Vulture and Moon Knight. Yeah, it means not using Fist of Khonshu, but it really speeds up your assault pastries. Oh, I'm back on board. I get it. I remember this. Time to collect money. The Dracula owes you with interest. Right. 5-star players. Just use Shang-Chi and Onslaught even harder this week. That's very, very on point. All right. Well, so that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right. We are coming into the home stretch here on the Superhero Showdown in the Oval. We're down to an Oval now.
Nice.
Ray, that's your name. Last week, we had Vanguard versus Stranger. Who pulled that one out?
We certainly did. Surprisingly enough, Vanguard pulled it out. I'm joking. I can't even say that with a straight face. 83% of the vote went to the Stranger.
There you go.
Nice. That's respectable.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you can't expect anything else.
This week we got the Colossus event going on. Ian, who you got?
I have, the universe's greatest detective. Not to mention a master of martial arts and possibly the most charming fellow in the entirety of the universe, knowing full well that the lead singer of a top tier rock band could choose from any human man to hook up with. And she chose to lay with a duck.
That's right.
You guessed it. Howard the Duck.
They call him Howard the Duck.
The Duck. Ah!
I don't remember the rest of the words. Something straight to the top.
Now, if that is not a convincing argument for Howard the Duck, let's talk about Howard the Duck's innate duck-like abilities to absorb and reflect magic, which is legitimate and I didn't just make up now.
I'm not so sure about that.
I think we all know that the ducks from Howard's planet, their feathers are innately magic resistant.
Yes. Magic is fluid like water, and water just rolls off a duck's back.
Correct.
So.
Are you cheating?
No.
No. Or that was a totally legitimate description and not at all a T. Deja author style.
I would like to point out that under Howard the Duck mystical training, it says that Doctor Strange briefly tutored him in some mystic ways.
Boom.
He only needed to be brief. That's how skilled Howard is at the mystic arts.
Well, he's going up against Merlin, best known...
The second most powerful wizard of all time.
Best known as a sorcerer and wizard featured in Arthurian legends. Merlin has been the Sorcerer Supreme. He is one of the central beings in the Otherworld, a realm outside of the Omniverse, charged with manipulating events for the benefit of the continued existence of all reality. Yeah, you know, that schmuck.
Yeah.
Does
he know Quack Fu? Probably not.
One of the most powerful of wizards, and as we know, in Marvel, magic wins. Yeah, I mean, the list of his accolades just, it goes on and on and on and on and on. He's genius intelligence, self-taught in mystic lore. He's one of the most powerful sorcerers in all of existence. So, yeah, surely, you're duck, no problem.
Yeah, but his great plan was to have some moistened tart hand a sword to a guy from a lake? Come on now.
That was one piece of his otherwise flawless plan. And it worked out that way. Yeah, I can't fault him for that. That was a good plan.
All right, so I am putting the poll in the Discord. If you would like to vote, you can go react to one of the reactions on the comment to vote for either Merlin with the little wizard dude or the stupid little duck guy.
Duck guy.
You could also send a message via Reddit or what's the other thing? D3 forums.
Please flood Ray's email with Howard votes. There you go. It is guaranteed that Merlin wins.
That's fair.
Yeah. Boy, we're flying right along here. It's time to open tokens, kids. You got Steam open.
What?
It can't be. I'm not at all ready. This is the shortest show in the history of Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Hey, but that last
Quest.
Segment was brought to you by Terrified.
Terrified.
I hear he just got back from a Caribbean vacation.
Did he knit his own clothing or...
No, I think it was
recycle his sandals into something productive.
No, I think he goes down there and teaches Boy Scouts how to scuba dive or something.
What?
Yeah.
It better be that because that is oddly specific.
I think that's what goes on. I mean, he can clarify that for us, but for some reason that sticks in my head is what happens there.
Hi, welcome to Terrified Scuba School. Are you a Boy Scout? Well, no, I just want to learn how to scuba. No, only Boy Scouts.
What do you make it sound like that?
I mean, I don't know. You said it was a vacation, but then you said he was working. It was all very confusing.
Well, you know, is having to scuba really working?
If he does it professionally, then yes.
Yeah, if you got to get
love
all...
what you do, you never work
not,
a day
it's
in
It's not
your
his
life,
real
dude.
Job, you know.
But you got to get all that equipment ready for the young kids. You don't want them accidentally drowning on you or something.
Right.
Like, it's a lot of pressure.
That does sound a little work-like.
Yeah.
I have no idea, by the way. Not a clue what he does. So.
Yeah, I thought he built roller coasters.
Does he?
I don't know. Isn't he some kind of engineer? Or is he still a pilot? Or is he a scuba instructor? Is he even real at this point?
I mean, he's not a professional pilot, but he has a pilot's license.
I'm aware. I've been in a plane with him. It was terrifying.
I've not talked to him. You know,
we came up with that segment.
I'm way behind on his life, but I think he still works for some kind of airline-y type associated company.
I thought he was a roller coaster engineer. I'll have to ask him about that and why I thought that.
I don't know, but that sounds much cooler.
Yeah.
Maybe he can make a roller coaster that's slow enough and lame enough that I'll ride it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Ian, you got Steam open yet?
I do. I'm ready to go.
Do it, Doug.
It's a 4-star. It's Power Man. hero for hire.
Samurai asked, are you sure you weren't just talking to him while he was playing Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Oh my god. Well, hold on. But the video game just triggered me, Ian.
Yes.
Did you see what remake is coming your way?
Uh-oh.
Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
River City Ransom?
Nope.
Tecmo Super Bowl?
No. Much more awesome.
What's better than Tecmo Super Bowl?
Age of Mythology.
Wait. What? Tell me, two is coming out?
It's called What do you do with gods? Reborn or something? I don't know. It's got some, you know, suitable title.
It's just a reskinned version of the game I already really played tell, a bajillion
times? It was just like a, you know, video with no gameplay. So I don't know if it's a new version or just a reskin of the old version.
Hmm. I still haven't played 4. Have you even played 4?
I played one map and haven't gotten back to it since.
Yeah.
I really need to prioritize that. Yeah.
I still feel very, very positive about Age of Mythology.
Oh, I love that game so much.
Yeah.
Age of Medusas was the best.
It was, but then I never got good at the expansion ones. They added some Titans. They added Titans. They added Kronos and a few other Titans in the expansion. And then they added some Eastern gods that I was also unfamiliar with.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Medusas were excellent. Yeah. They would shoot you with arrows and then turn you to stone. It was brutal. Yep.
Ray, I've got 5 tokens. Should I go?
I'm doing the big thing, so go ahead.
All right. First one, whoop, whoop, whoop. Second nice. One, gore, gore.
Gore, gore.
Third one, mantis. That one's for Ian. Rouge and Polaris. All 4 stars. Sad times.
But some good 4 stars. Just saying.
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to get started then.
Good dog.
All right, we're going to start with 4-star Nightcrawler. Next, straight into a purple. It is a Chasm Walking Abyss. I need to mark these, so I just want to know where I'm at here. All right, how many was that? That was 2. All right, number 3. Craig is really going to be mad when I say it's another purple.
Nice.
Thor, Share the Love. All right. So number 4 is Rocket and or Groot. Number 5, Nick Fury. Number 6 is Ry-Ry Williams. 7, Star-Lord. 8, I don't know that symbol. Oh, Oscorp Spider-Man. All right. Number 9 is Silk. 10 is Teen Jean. 11 is Carnage. 12 is another Nick Fury. 13, we do have another purple.
Yeah.
This is another Thor, Feel the Thunder.
Nice.
What am I at? 14? Looks right. Carolina Dean. 15 is a Polaris. 16, another purple.
Nice.
You're the worst.
Another Walking Abyss for Chasm. Where am I at? 17?
That's Walking right. Abyss.
Mantis. Apparently for Ian, I don't know.
Nice.
18, Winter Soldier. 19 is a purple.
Good lord.
That is Dr. Thor for Mighty Thor. And finally, another Teen Jean. How many was that? 4? 5.
5 purples.
5 out of 20.
Way to
20.
Go, dude. That was excellent.
That's just insane. Can never complain about odds again. And, I mean, 3 Thor.
Yeah.
Which puts her
strong.
At a 5-3-3 for me.
Your brother says you suck.
And Chasm is now at a 3-5-2. She-Hulk still ahead of them both somehow.
Solid.
So, yeah. Thanks. This guy.
Raise you have extra special thanks to this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, is the Lamborghini of podcast networks,
boom, boom.
As it showcases some of the greatest podcasts available today, including this one. So if you would like to check them all out, they're available at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Did you see what came out on the 21st, Craig? The long-awaited completion of the greatest video game trilogy of all time? Monster Prom 3.
What?
Monster Road Trip.
Man, I haven't gotten to play through Monster Prom 1 or 2 yet.
Oh, man, you should treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Monster Prom is good. I haven't played Monster Camp yet, but Monster Road Trip.
Well, to wait till the trilogy shows up on the Humble Bundle.
Yep, on one of those. Yep, on sale. Yeah, it's got to be better than 10% off. I can't do that.
Yeah. That's exciting.
But someday, it'll be $4.99, and then I will have all the Monster Prom that I can handle and more.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. Vote for a duck. And while you're there, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some Halloween candy, get it shipped, two-day shipping with Prime. You'll get it before Monday, and that'll be good. And then we can buy some candy, too. That's even better. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, until next time, champagne wishes and samurai dreams. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Gold, Jerry.